USAID says medical supplies for malaria, tuberculosis, and HIV worth US$40 million that it and the Global Fund donated last year to Liberia were not used for the intended purpose due to fraud. USAID Liberia Mission Director Jim Wright says the agency has been working with 6 civil society health organizations to improve access to medicines. He says a 2023 report has revealed that 90% of medicines donated by USAID and the Global Fund are stolen and sold in pharmacies.
The problem that we have not been able to solve so far is ensuring that medicine is available to everyone in Liberia who needs it. The medicine that comes in often doesn't find its way to the remote health clinics throughout the country. For years, that has been a major problem, that a lot of the medicine that goes to the central medical store is stolen. So we know there has, over the years, been widespread systematic theft of medicine from the central medical store.
Joyce Klippo is the executive director of Public Health Initiatives Liberia, one of the 6 USAID-sponsored civil society organizations in health that has been monitoring the situation. She confirms the fraud.
The monitoring work done by us basically look at our availability of donated medicine at government facilities, and we have come to understand that though the medicine should be free, but most of the citizens were being said to pay.
Liberia's last Minister of Health, Dr. Wilhelmina Jala, says there were reports that drugs were being stolen and there is an ongoing investigation. However, she says the allegation that over 90% of all medicines are diverted is not realistic.
First of all, we need to know what kind of medicines you say donate to the government. You say purchase malaria drugs. They do not purchase essential medicine like antibiotics. For making statement as if to say every drugstore in your country is selling stolen drugs, it's a false statement. Go to the drugstores and check.
Current Health Minister Dr. Louise Quota declined to comment until she says she can better understand the situation. But she promised to reach out when more information is available. For VOA's Daybreak Africa, I'm Denise Nipson in Monrovia, Liberia.